Good morning and welcome to Simply People. It's Monday, April 8th. On today's show, Lance Bass encourages fans to wear eclipse glasses to protect their vision and find out why Maren Morris didn't attend the 2024 CMT Awards despite her nomination. Plus, vote for your favorite People cover from the past 50 years. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a celestial event that has caught the attention of NSYNC alum Lance Bass. As the total solar eclipse is set to travel across the U.S., Bass, who serves on the board of the National Space Society, is encouraging fans to take precautions while viewing this spectacle. He's even shared some NASA-approved tips for safe eclipse viewing. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about Bass's advice?
Certainly, David. Lance Bass, in a video clip, explained that during a total solar eclipse, when the sun is completely covered by the moon, it's safe to look directly at the sun. However, at all other times, he recommends wearing eclipse glasses to protect your vision. He humorously warned fans not to say bye-bye-bye to their vision, referencing the hit NSYNC song.
And what about those who don't have eclipse glasses?
Bass advised against using regular sunglasses for eclipse viewing, as NASA-approved glasses are thousands of times darker to protect the viewer's eyes. For those without eclipse glasses, he suggested using an indirect viewing method, like a pinhole projector. This can be made with something as simple as an index card with a hole, a colander, or even your hands. With the sun at your back, you can project an image of the sun through the hole onto a nearby surface, like the ground.
That's interesting. And what is the timing for this solar eclipse?
According to NASA, the solar eclipse is set to pass over the U.S. on Monday, April 8th. The exact timing depends on where viewers are located in North America. The phenomenon will begin over the South Pacific Ocean and then pass over North America.
And where can people get these NASA-approved glasses?
NASA has a resource page on its site with vetted companies that manufacture and sell safe solar viewers and filters for binoculars and telescopes. These sellers have demonstrated that their products meet the safety requirements for eclipse viewing. However, NASA does not recommend searching for eclipse glasses on online marketplaces and buying from whichever vendor offers the lowest price. It advises people to make sure the seller is identified on the NASA site.
That's certainly important information for those planning to watch the eclipse. Thanks for that update, Bella. Now, shifting gears to the music world, despite being nominated for the 2024 CMT Music Awards, Maren Morris, the My Church singer, decided not to attend the event. Instead, she confirmed on Instagram that she would be in New York City. Here with more details is James, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about Morris's decision to skip the awards show?
Certainly, David. Morris, who was nominated for CMT Performance of the Year alongside Hozier for their duet of his hit single, Take Me to Church, revealed that she would be in New York City for her book tour. She recently released a new children's book, Addie Ant Goes on an Adventure, and she's kicking off the tour at the Barnes & Noble in Union Square.
Interesting. But this isn't the first time Morris has made headlines in relation to the country music industry, is it?
That's correct, David. Morris announced in September 2023 that she would be stepping back from the country music industry. She expressed feeling distanced from the industry and its politics, and voiced her frustration at trying to challenge the status quo within it. She marked this change with the release of her two-track EP, The Bridge.
But she later clarified her stance, didn't she?
Yes, she did. In an interview on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Morris clarified that she isn't exiting the genre entirely. She said she hopes to leave behind the toxic parts of the industry. She emphasized that she's from Texas and grew up on country music, so the way she writes and sings will always be influenced by the genre, regardless of the features she's doing.
Thanks for those insights, James. Now, shifting gears to a lighter note, People magazine is celebrating its 50th birthday this year and is asking readers to vote for their favorite cover from the past five decades. Here to discuss this is Abby, a correspondent for Simply People. Can you tell us more about this celebration?
Certainly, David. People magazine is marking its 50th anniversary in a unique way. They're inviting readers to participate in the celebration by voting for their favorite cover from the past 50 years. It's a fun and interactive way to engage with their audience and reflect on the magazine's rich history.
That sounds like a great way to involve readers in the celebration. Can you tell us more about the person behind this initiative?
The initiative was announced by Maria Mercedes Lara, the Digital Content Operations Director for People. She has been with the brand since 2015 and has over 15 years of experience as an editor and journalist in digital news. Her extensive experience and understanding of the brand have undoubtedly played a role in this creative approach to celebrating People's milestone.
It's certainly a creative approach. How do you think readers will respond to this?
Given the magazine's popularity and the nostalgia factor, it's likely that readers will be excited to participate. It's a chance for them to revisit memorable covers and moments from the past 50 years. Plus, it adds an interactive element that allows readers to feel more connected to the brand.
It will indeed be interesting to see which cover ends up being the reader's favorite. Thanks for that, Abby. Speaking of reader favorites, Kourtney Kardashian recently took to Instagram to share some vacation photos and in the process revived an iconic joke from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians series. The joke was originally at the expense of her sister, Kim Kardashian. Michael, a correspondent for Simply People, is here to share more about this. Can you tell us more about this joke and its origin?
Certainly, David. The joke dates back to a season 6 episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, filmed in 2010. During a family vacation in French Polynesia, Kim's then-boyfriend, Chris Humphries, playfully threw her into the ocean. When Kim surfaced, she realized she had lost a diamond earring. She panicked and began to cry, exclaiming that they would never find it in the ocean. Kourtney, in response to Kim's distress, famously said, "Kim, there's people that are dying."
And how did Kourtney revive this joke recently?
Kourtney posted photos of herself swimming in the ocean during a family vacation in Turks and Caicos. In the caption, she wrote, "My diamond earring came off in the ocean and it's gone," referencing the incident with Kim. In one photo, she's seen smiling while swimming, and in the second, she's touching her ears, pretending to check for an earring.
And how did the family react to this?
The family seemed to take it in good humor. Kris Jenner, their mother, repeated Kourtney's iconic line in the comment section of the post, saying, "Kourtney, there are people that are dying." Kylie Jenner, who had found the earring in the original 2010 episode, called Kourtney a cutie. Former E! News host Jason Kennedy even sent Kourtney thoughts and prayers in the comments.
The Kardashian family certainly knows how to keep their sense of humor intact, as our Simply People reporter Michael just shared. And on that lighthearted note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.